Vestibular test 3. Have you ever counted by sevens?
Yes, sevens.
Not when you were in third grade, but as an adult?
It's not easy, the counting, but there is solace in numbers.
I count by sevens, as instructed, seated in an unfamiliar chair. The chair, in its dark chamber, spins and spins, the motion continuing in my body even when the chair has stopped. Again, around and around, slowly, gently, then faster, faster. The doctor sets me in motion, orders the numbers, secure in her well-lit booth I cannot see. My head secured in a brace in a chair not meant for comfort, with a back my body cannot touch, pitched forward, pitching. My head encircled by metal, immobilized, spiraling in the blackened cell, climbing upwards. Spinning, I count. 7, 14, relying on known numbers. 21, 28, predictable, a small pride, I know this. It gets harder to remain distracted as the numbers go higher. 70, 77, into unfamiliar territory, the spinning, again, again. Unsupported, my back aches, unsettled, my stomach tumults. Ignore the tossing, keep counting. I know the numbers can add by sevens, even as I reach higher, even as my stomach whirls. The spinning, I don't, but I can count on numbers, on seven, all the way up to 231.